The family unit is the one true constant in life.
Have you heard? The world's about to end.
We are in the beginning of a mass extinction.
Paul Ehrlich may have lived long enough to see some of his dire prophecies come true.
But his dire prophecies, again and again, turn out to be wrong.
In the next 15 years, the end will come. And by the end, I mean an utter breakdown of the capacity of the planet to support humanity.
His bestseller, which sold an amazing 3 million copies, said nothing can prevent a substantial increase in the world death rate. That was comically wrong. Today, there are 4 billion more people. The death rate fell dramatically.
He wants you to believe you're dead. He wants you to believe it's hopeless. He wants you to give up. He wants to demoralize you. And he gets up on TV in the late 70s and says, we're going to control all the TV programs and put out nothing but images as fathers as bad to break up the family. And they did it. It's not like he's some nut just saying this. They've done it.
It's government handouts.
A mother with two children makes more money than she would make on minimum wage because of all the goodies she gets through the welfare state. In 1965, 25% of black kids were raised without fathers. The number is now 70%. And Black Lives Matter actually is encouraging that.
Their website does criticize the Western prescribed nuclear family. Karl Marx said things like that.
One of the co-founders of Black Lives Matter has admitted that she is a trained Marxist.
Myself and Alicia in particular are trained organizers. We are trained Marxists.
Teaching children this kind of thing in comprehensive sexuality education undermines traditional family values. And the best model of a family is a mother and a father who stay together, they're married, and they bring up their own kids. And that's what children should be taught as traditional family values.
So you
with
don't
homosexual
think
couples, they should be...
That's wrong.
Why not?
That's
wrong.
Because a man and a woman who are married is the best model of a family.
David shows
that children
I'll
have
cut your microphone if you don't shut up.
In general, with a man and a woman who are married.
David, you're wrong.
David. All right, David. I'll ask you to leave the studio in a second.
Okay.
Let's agree to disagree on that.
Without question, this is modern day Marxism. They're not trying to sell it economically because they can't. We have such a large middle class. Americans know where prosperity comes from. So they're selling their communism through a social agenda, which includes the breakdown of the family. If they can tear down the family, they can take the children. If they can take the children, they can succeed in taking the nation. They know that. Mao Zedong knew it. Joseph Stalin knew it. And the leftists and the teachers' unions and the LGBTQ agenda, they all know it as well.
The globalists know this whole Malthusian depopulation plan isn't about saving the earth. It's about them having the right to kill and control anybody they want and to shut off energy to people to consolidate power. And they do want to get rid of publicly 90%. Real numbers we've gotten is they want to get rid of everybody. They say humans are over. They're about to merge the machines and become gods. This is totally satanic. It's out of control. And it is not the dominant, but the culture at the UN and Davos and the Club of Rome. It's not like the dominant culture. It's the culture.
If you sell the apocalypse, people feel like you are deep and that you care. But if you are selling rational optimism, you sound uncaring.
Uncaring?
Childbearing is herewith forbidden. No!
It's the doomsayers who are uncaring.
You have to get the death rate and birth rate in balance, and there's only two ways to do it. One is to bring the birth rate down, the other is to push the death rate up.
Ehrlich even suggested that government should sterilize people to prevent the population from rising.
Paul Ehrlich always sees human beings as a problem, destroyers rather than creators. He thinks that human beings are no different to rats or rabbits. When we consume all the grass around us, our population explodes and then it's going to collapse. But human beings are fundamentally different. We have the capacity to innovate.
If you're the central bankers and have unlimited money made up out of nothing, you want to make people poor and controlled so that they have to socially, through a social credit score, do what you want. So you've got to damage the real economy and push people to the margins. That's all they're doing. This is economic warfare. This is siege.
Give me everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller, so we have actually a pretty sound filtration system. But sure, I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
It's Friday, July 12th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, three, two, one, let's jam.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Infowars.com, band.video. Coming to you live this Friday morning. A lot to talk about. We're going to take a lot of phone calls today. We're going to be joined in the third hour by Waifu Watchers, who recently had a very, very thorough breakdown of what's happening in the anime world. We're excited to talk to him. It has to do with BlackRock and Blackstone and Vanguard and State Street and the way that they are systematically buying up media properties around the world in order to force their satanic ideology into everything, everywhere, always, constantly. Very excited to talk to him, but we will take your calls throughout the show today. And of course, we'll be covering and showing clips from the big boy press conference last night. Oh boy, the big boy press conference. I was watching the coverage of Alex Jones and Owen Schroyer, and it was sort of a repeat of the debate in a lot of ways, but the reaction has been very different, which I think is interesting. So I sort of had the same idea about the debate that I had about the press conference, was it's like, look, you'll probably do better than we expect. From all of the instances of Joe Biden being a total embarrassment, you expect some major ridiculous gaffe, but you know, you keep it together when it demands it. Here's the problem, though. Like last night, Owen and Alex were watching the debate, and they gave him like an A-. They're like, "This was pretty good. Let's be honest, it was better than we expected." But I think they're grading on a curve. I think it was an A- for Joe Biden. I think if any other president in history had given a press conference like this, it would have been meltdown. It would have been, it's complete insanity. It makes no sense that this man is our commander in chief. And yes, he can slur his way through an hour of pre-scripted answers and questions. But it's embarrassing, but it's not good. It was not good at all, even a little bit. And look, everybody sort of primed for that because of the debate performance, and that sort of exposed everything, pulled the curtain back, unveiled the mask. You saw who Biden really was during the debate. But if that debate had never happened and this press conference had happened, it would have been the same response. It would have been the same. It was the same level of like, oh my God, this man is not well. There's no way that this guy can be the commander in chief for another 4 years. He shouldn't be now. So I don't know. I maybe had a little bit different reading of the big boy press conference last night, because I don't want to grade it on a curve. I want to grade the current president's press conference up against previous president's press conferences. And what we saw last night was a pre-scripted, pre-arranged performance for us in which the commander in chief bumbled and mumbled and gaffed his way through. And he made it to the end. He didn't die on stage. Yeah, you know, chalk that one up as a victory, but it was not good. It was not good in the slightest. And we'll show you some clips from that. Obviously, the famous ones, the viral ones, are the fact that he called Kamala Harris a Vice President Trump and called Volodymyr Zelensky President Putin, which is crazy, which is just absolutely insane. The man has a teleprompter that he's reading off of. So why did he say Putin? I mean, it just makes no sense. No sense at all. We'll show you some clips from that a little bit later, but we'll get into everything as we do every day with our Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks. Your Daily Dispatch for Friday, the 12th of July, 2024. Clarence Thomas might actually face consequences for his undisclosed luxury yacht and private jet travel. Oh, my God. Now, this is one of those things. I haven't read this article, but I'm going to use my crystal ball super X-ray vision here, and I'm going to say this is all total nonsense and bullcrap. I mean, call me crazy. Here's what I don't think happened. I don't think that some sort of nefarious activity was discovered from Clarence Thomas and people that otherwise are perfectly respected. They perfectly respect the Supreme Court and its authority. And they've been shocked to discover, you know, campaign contributions that may have swayed outcomes. This did not, I can tell you right now, start with some sort of malfeasance on the part of Clarence Thomas that is now being uncovered. What's happening is that they hate Clarence Thomas. They want him gone. And so they're desperately, feverishly, pathetically digging through everything he's ever done. And what they've landed on is that he went on vacation a couple times. And they are now trying to use the vacations he took as an excuse to remove him from the Supreme Court. It's just that cynical and manipulative and despotic. So I haven't read this yet, but we'll go through it a little bit later and we'll find out if I'm right. Is this a pathetic and desperate and partisan political move to try to demonize a political enemy by desperately latching on to what is an otherwise totally normal thing? Or is this Clarence Thomas, master criminal, being exposed? Yeah, we'll wait to find out. Meanwhile, Obama, Pelosi privately expressed concerns over Biden. Well, they're concerned he might be a threat to their continuing power. Let's be very clear. What they do not have concerns for are his personal well-being or the well-being of America under his administration. But they are worried that now that people know how bad he is, it might interrupt their power. Barack Obama and Nancy Pelosi have spoken privately about Joe Biden and the future of his 2024 campaign. Both the former president and ex-speaker expressed concerns about how much harder they think it's become for the president to beat Donald Trump. Neither is quite sure what to do. Ah, yes. What a tangled web we weave when we practice to deceive. Yeah, you are hoisted by your own petard. You are screwed by your own ideology. You are engaged in an activity that is intrinsically and unavoidably driven to failure. It's just going to happen to you, so get used to it. Again, I mean, this is going to be the main topic. This is the main topic of discussion across the board here. It's like the only story posted this morning. It's just, what are they going to do about Biden? His press conference yesterday was amazing. He stood firm in the face of all of these questions, but also, how are we going to get rid of this crazy old man? That's sort of the attitude right now. The dual headlines of Joe Biden proves he's more than capable of holding a contentious press conference. And also, we need to get rid of this guy as soon as humanly possible. This can't go on any longer. Please, for the love of God, how do we do this? So sort of discombobulated all of it. Meanwhile, Milwaukee radio station says it agreed to edit interview with Biden. Civic Media, a Wisconsin-based progressive talk radio network, said Thursday it had agreed to make two edits to an interview with President Joe Biden at the request of his campaign before the broadcast aired, a decision the station said fell short of its journalistic interview standards. Yeah, things always seem to fall short of their very high standards whenever they're caught violating those standards. Isn't that interesting? They have very high journalistic standards whenever you catch them lying and manipulating things. This is almost verbatim, like exactly the same story as last week when a New York radio station admitted that they were given questions by the Biden White House, who had pre-prepared answers. And when they admitted that, they said it fell short of their very high journalistic integrity, and the host was fired. Fired for revealing that, not fired for holding the interview, not fired for taking pre-scripted questions and pretending to do an interview when really just play acting. No, that was all fine. Then she went off and admitted it, and that was the real issue. Like, if this fell short of your journalistic interview standards, you wouldn't have done it. But you did do it, then you got caught, and now you're saying that you're sad that you got caught, essentially. So apparently they removed, at time 520, the removal of, quote, "And in addition to that, I have more blacks in my administration than any other president and all other presidents combined in major positions, cabinet positions." I got so many blacks. I don't even know what to do with all these blacks. I got blacks spilling out of the cracks in the walls. I got blacks cook me my food. I was rubbing a black man's arm the other day. He's so soft. I got the softest black people. Their arms are there like silk. I pet them. I pet the black people. Sorry.
Ten more minutes of that?
Just me pretending to be Joe Biden relating to black people?
Yes.
Some black people can swim. I set up a big, tall chair. All black people cheer for me.
I'm the king of the black people.
I'm practically the king of the black people. Black people love me. Don't you know black people? I love black people. He started doing the whispering thing last night. Oof, it's not a good look. I don't know what he tries to pull off with the whispering thing. It's creepy. I wasn't even watching, and you just hear it. You hear this like, "That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen." You're like, "Oh God, what is happening over there? Jesus, why is that sound coming out of the speakers?" It's very weird. At time 14:15, in reference to Donald Trump's call for the death penalty for the Central Park Five, the removal of, quote, "I don't know if they can even call for their hanging or not, but they said, ... convicted of murder." Yeah, okay, so just gibberish. Hi, this is Kathy at the White House. We know you just did an interview with President Joe. Thank you so much for that. If you wouldn't mind editing out the incomprehensible gibberish, that'd be great. It'd be great if you could just cut down on the sentences that don't go anywhere and don't mean anything, where he talks about how many blacks he has. That'd be great, please. What was that? The hell was that? I'm not going anywhere, folks. Incredible. Angry and stunned Democrats blame Biden's closest advisors for shielding public from full extent of Biden's decline. Angry and stunned Democrats. Look, you shouldn't be angry and stunned, because none of this is a surprise, and all of it's been obvious.
And if we've been shielded, like, what have we missed?
Yeah, yes, very good point. What else has been going on behind the scenes that we haven't been privy to? This is just so dumb. It's just all so stupid. They're angry and stunned, really? Yeah, here they are, live shot of Democrats realizing what we've all known for 5 years. We've reported over and over, continuously every day for 5 years, that Joe Biden is totally incompetent, dementia-ridden. They're just now realizing this, and they're very angry and surprised. No, I hate to break this to you. You're just stupid. This feeling that you're feeling, this anger and surprise, it has a source in pure, unadulterated stupidity. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of like a metaphor for this or something. Like, what do you mean you're angry and surprised? Oh, it's so stupid. he was less cogent than usual, said one attendee. So talk about this star-studded fundraiser for President Joe Biden in Los Angeles last month when George Clooney, he wasn't the only one who came away concerned about the president after giving him $30 million. Here's $30 million, Joe. Now, we're a little bit concerned that you are an incompetent old coot and electing you president will, in fact, put us in existential danger. But here's $30 million. There's a marked difference in the president from the spring to the summer, a senior Democrat told CNN. He's just not the same. Oh, it's like a seasonal thing. Okay, so like peaches get ripe and Joe Biden has his brain fall out of his ears. I get it. It's like a season. It's like he's like shedding his old brain and he'll grow a new one in the fall. Something like that. There's some sort of cyclical year-long metamorphosis he's going through. Okay, I didn't understand. See, because I was pretty sure that he's been a bumbling moron for years. But no, now I'm learning that it's the transition from spring to summer. As we approach the solstice, his brain matter becomes less coherent. I mean, my God. But, you know, it's... At least he's got a steady hand. At least we have a steady hand on the tiller. Because, you know, World War III is breaking out. Yeah, this... look, these are the people that are surprised and angry that the sky is blue. All right? There's a class of people in America that are just absolutely infuriated to find out that grass is green. And the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. They're angry and they're furious that this has been hidden from them for so long. They were finally told by the mainstream media that fire is hot, and they're so mad that this has been kept from them. That this vital information has been somehow concealed from them for so long. It's all a joke. It's all a gigantic farce, because they've known the entire time, right? That's the point. None of them are learning this for the first time. It's just all a gigantic fraud. I'm trying to think. I mean, there's so many scenes like this in movies. I can't think of one in particular, but just when somebody's just trying to screw somebody over and they get caught and their reaction is just like, oh, what? No, I'm outraged. No, this is... I can't believe it. This is just terrible. Just like... Just stop. Just stop. You've known this the whole time. You're pretending to be mad and angry because if you admitted that this whole time you've known that we have a totally incompetent dumbass as president who can't string a sentence together, that it would reflect poorly on you. So you're pretending not to know. You're pretending not to know. It's very simple. And all of this happening while Hezbollah's extensive arms arsenal could overwhelm Israel's air defense if Lebanon attacked, says Washington Post. Yeah, meanwhile, the hot spots of World War III are becoming increasingly hot, and the people that America is allied with are in increasingly untenable positions. Israel, Ukraine, total failures on both of these fronts for the allies of America. The story today out of the NATO conference in Washington was, it looks like they're not going to have enough funds this year to do a counteroffensive. So maybe next year, Ukraine. Maybe just sit back, send a few more of your young men into the meat grinder, just hang out. Maybe next year we can get you the money you need to prolong this conflict even further, without ever even approaching enough to achieve victory. But, you know, you'll be able to fight for longer next year. But just until then, just keep dying, I guess. So Ukraine is total failure on our side. And Israel gearing up for failure. The Hezbollah resistance movement has a large weapons arsenal that could reach far into the Israeli-occupied territories and overwhelm the regime's air defense systems in case of full-scale war on Lebanon, an American newspaper says. Analysts estimate Hezbollah has between 130,000 and 150,000 rockets and missiles, more than four times as many as the Palestinian resistance group Hamas was believed to have stockpiled before the war in Gaza. And the Lebanese group says it commands more than 100,000 soldiers, well over double the high-end estimates of Hamas's pre-war fighting force. And I remind you, after, what is it, 8-9 months of continual bombardment, Hamas has still not been cleared out of the northern parts of Gaza. So that's been the record of failure by Israel in Gaza. And that's a tiny little enclave with less than half the number of people that are under arms for Hezbollah. I mean, it's just, and they're going to go after, and they're going to attack Lebanon. And I'm not sure if we covered it yesterday. I tweeted out the image yesterday that just shows a line, a literal, like a queue of airplanes flying into Israel. Alex said yesterday, over 200 C-130 plane fulls of weaponry delivered into Israel over the last few days. So they are gearing up for it. They are going to do it. It's slated for August. And it'll really kick off. It'll coincide probably with a gigantic economic collapse here in America. And we'll be fully into World War III. And who knows how that will affect the electoral climate. That'll certainly make it easier to censor and manipulate if you can claim it's wartime measures. But hey, you know, at least we have somebody in charge that, look at this, arm shipments into Tel Aviv, just a queue of planes flying in, just delivering those, you know, 2,000-pound bombs that will soon be obliterating Lebanese villages. Greatest ally, folks. What would we do without them? What would we do? How, I mean, can you imagine America without Israel? Can you imagine we didn't spend billions of dollars to uphold this ethno-state in the Middle East? I mean, without Israel, what would the West even be, right? That's what Douglas Murray says. It's all very stupid. And of course, as we proceed towards World War III in a rapid and suicidal manner, the person in charge of our nation as commander-in-chief makes the most ridiculous blunders you can ever imagine. We'll go to a few of those on the other side. I do want to remind you that everything we do here at InfoWars is brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. The 1776 Super Sale is on. The spirit of 1776 is alive and well here at InfoWars. And we hope that you can continue to support our mission to bring about 1776 worldwide, to oppose this globalist scheme to enslave humanity that is now out in the open and just as despicable as Alex Jones ever said it was. We'll continue to fight for freedom of speech and justice and not having a politicized DOJ and all of the things that America used to do before it was hijacked by socialist extremists and driven into the ground. I think that might be just the argument to end all arguments. Just ask your neighbors and friends and family who are confused as to like what's going on in the country and why nobody can afford houses and why none of their friends have kids, and just ask them, is it because we've gotten more conservative or more liberal? Do you think as we get more socialistic, things are getting better or worse? And then they'll look at you in the eye and they'll lie to your face and pretend they're stupid.
Police have tracked down a killer whose crimes spanned the country. The man accused of killing a Maryland mother of five on a popular hiking trail has been captured in Oklahoma. Rachel Marin was dragged from a hiking trail in Maryland where she was raped and murdered. Hernandez allegedly has ties to the notorious MS-13 gang and entered the country illegally in February of last year.
The sheriff says that he fled to the U.S. illegally after murdering a woman in El Salvador in January of 2023. Just 1 month before he entered the U.S. last year, Interpol issued an arrest warrant for Hernandez.
We are 1,800 miles away from the southern border, and the American citizens are not safe because of failed immigration policies. This is the second time in just 2 years that an innocent Harford County woman has lost her life to a criminal in our country illegally.
As far as I'm concerned, the Biden administration has the blood of Rachel Warren in their hands.
Two officers were shot overnight. The suspect also shot in the exchange of gunfire.
Police also saying that suspect Bernardo Raul Castro Mata currently resides at a migrant shelter not too far away from here.
Christian Inga was arraigned today in New York City on charges of sexually assaulting a 13-year-old girl after school last week in a shocking daylight attack. Police say the 25-year-old migrant from Ecuador approached two teens in the park at knife point. According to the criminal complaint, the suspect tied the boy and girl to one another, gagged them, then raped the girl before fleeing the scene. Police say Inga entered the U.S. illegally through Eagle Pass, Texas, back in 2021.
We've also learned from law enforcement here in New York that Christian Ingalandi was actually ordered to go back to Ecuador just a year later in 2022. Had he been deported, we may not have this case that has really struck a chord with people here in New York City, but even people around the country.
A Venezuelan gang known as Tren de Aragua has victimized thousands through extortion, drug and human trafficking, kidnapping and murder. And now U.S. law enforcement, including Customs and Border Protection and the FBI, say the gang has made their way into the country.
U.S. Border Patrol Chief Jason Owens, who has confirmed multiple arrests of alleged Tren de Aragua members over the last year, issued a warning in early April after reporting yet another arrest. Watch out for this gang, he said. It is the most powerful in Venezuela, known for murder, drug trafficking, sex crimes, extortion, and other violent acts.
Today, an illegal immigrant who killed someone in Troy is set to be sentenced. Carlos Corrales Ramirez pleaded guilty to the deadly stabbing last month. He admitted to killing a man near River and Dow Streets last September. The Honduras native was also charged with a stabbing in Maryland last February. He was arrested for that crime, but was later released because Maryland officials never extradited him.
Eight individuals, all from the Central Asian country of Tajikistan, were arrested in Los Angeles, New York, and Philadelphia. They entered the United States this year and in 2023, crossing the Mexican border. They were vetted and allowed to remain in the country. CBS News has learned further investigation uncovered the men had possible ties to ISIS-K.
Five men in the U.S. illegally were arrested Monday morning in Northeast Missouri after a teenage girl was reported missing in Indiana. The suspects are accused of kidnapping the 14-year-old from her home. They were tracked down in Macon County. All five of these men are charged with second-degree kidnapping and first-degree endangering the welfare of a child.
Developments in the brutal abduction and murder of a 12-year-old Texas girl whose body was found dumped in a bayou. Police arrested 21-year-old Johan Jose Rangel Martinez and 26-year-old Franklin Jose Pena Ramos, both illegal migrants from Venezuela. Surveillance video appeared to show both men with the girl just hours before she was found dead. Both men have been charged with capital murder, critics blaming Jocelyn's death on President Biden's border policies.
Tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Democrats are angry and stunned. They're angry. They're stunned, folks. They shouldn't be. They just... I'll show you some... I'll show you some videos. Oh boy, will I show you some videos. And let's just go to let's go to some of these clips. I mean, my Lord. Well, oh, clip three. All right, let's just take a look. Because again, all right, so this has been quite the saga. It's been quite the saga. How far do we go back? I mean, you could go back all the way to 2020 and start with the fact that he was incompetent then, was having trouble then. That was when they first rolled out the "he just has a stutter" thing. Yeah, sure, the man's been in the public eye for 40 years, never had a stutter before, but yeah, no, now he has a stutter. Sure, yeah, we believe that. So we could go all the way back to then, or we could just go back to like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, when they rolled out the cheap fake line. And they also said deep fake, by the way. They said cheap fake in a way to play on people's fear of AI and insinuate that these videos were somehow manipulated without actually saying that because they're liars. But they also said deepfake. She also, Karine Jean-Pierre, when she came out with this term cheapfake, she said deepfake too. So this really was an attempt to cast all of the video of Joe Biden being an incompetent moron as if it was AI in just a very disturbing lie from the White House. And of course, the media just went along with it, hook, line, and sinker, because they're playing along, even though they know better. Yeah, deepfakes and cheapfakes, full speed ahead on the misinformation superhighway. Yeah, you know those uncut videos of Joe Biden speaking extemporaneously? Those are disinformation and misinformation and have to be censored. And the media went along with this and played along, pretended to believe this stuff, pretended not to know that Joe Biden was as incompetent as he is. But then they made the mistake of letting Joe Biden speak for himself for an extended period of time in front of the nation's cameras. That was the debate, which I mean, still people are speculating that the whole thing is this has all been a setup to get rid of Joe. I don't think it was. I really don't think it was. I think they thought that that President Trump would never commit to a debate with all of the contingencies that they, all the stipulations that they added. They tried to rig it as best they could. They thought they could pull it off, and they just didn't. And so it became ridiculous for them to try to continue the lie. They could no longer maintain the lie credibly, so now they have to pretend that they're all learning that he is a complete train wreck. And so over the last, 2 weeks, it's been the Democrats flipping out that their lie was exposed, flipping out that their deception was uncovered, and that their candidate is just as bad as we've been saying that he is the whole time, pretending that they didn't know this. And so Biden has been on a whirlwind campaign of activity, just desperately trying to prove that he is basically competent. Like, he has not even remotely proven that he's capable of being the president of the United States, but he's out there on a mission to prove that he could at least manage a Super 8, right? He's not that far gone, but he is. But the problem is he is that far gone, and so every time he makes an appearance somewhere, it's a hilarious embarrassment. And this might be sort of the capping off of this. Well, I mean, there will be more developments in the future, but I've been saying the whole time, I don't think they're trying to, they're not really trying to get rid of Joe. They wanted Joe. The deep state still wants Joe. They don't have anybody else to go with. They don't want to have to remove Joe. They want, they wanted this press conference yesterday to be amazing and hard hitting, and he went on forever. And they really are desperate to have an event that just puts all of this behind him. He goes, yeah, it was one bad night, but don't worry about it. And then we're going to do this press conference. It's going to be really amazing. Everybody's going to go, oh, okay, so Joe's totally fine. That was just a crazy one-off. He had a cold. So we're good. We're back on track. This was the attempt to just get the train back on the tracks and go, see, all of that last 2 weeks of insanity, that was all just hyperbole and cheap fakes and nonsense. Now we're back on track. Joe Biden is in charge, and he's strong, and he's capable, and he's intelligent, and he's able to form sentences. Definitely. He can definitely form sentences. So that didn't work, unfortunately. And people were saying about this press conference, this big boy press conference, he did better than expected. Better than expected for Joe Biden, but still absolutely abysmal for the president of the United States. And this is my takeaway. Yes, a third grader will look like a genius if he takes tests for kindergartners, but he's still a third grader. This president stumbled and fumbled his way through the press conference, but it was not a passing grade.
How do you think Joe Biden would do on the game show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Good. Or any game show for that matter.
Any game show. His
any
choice.
Any game
Dealer's
show
choice.
At all.
White House choice.
Who wants
Could
to be
Could you imagine him on Wheel of Fortune?
Commentary, is Biden smarter than a fifth grader? Thank God the American journalist stand on the ball. Let's go to some of these clips. Clip 13 is just sort of a highlight collection. Here's Joe Biden's big boy press conference. All the highlights. Let's watch.
Hey, buddy. Thank you. Please be seated. I directed the intelligence community to be a significant amount of intelligence be declassified so I could start building an international coalition to oppose the invasion.
Mr. President, your political future has hung over the NATO summit a little bit this week. Speaker Pelosi made a point of suggesting that your decision on whether to stay in the race was still open. George Clooney and a handful of lawmakers have called on you to step aside. Reuters is reporting tonight that UAW leadership is concerned about your ability to win.
UAW just endorsed me, but go ahead.
Thank you. My question for you is, how are you incorporating these developments into your decision to stay? And separately, what concerns do you have about Vice President Harris's ability to beat Donald Trump if she were at the top of the ticket?
Look, I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president, but I think she was not qualified to be president. So let's start there. Number one, the fact is that the consideration is that I think I'm the most qualified person to run for president. I beat him once, and I will beat him again. Secondly, the idea, I served in the Senate a long time. The idea that senators and congressmen running for office worry about the ticket is not unusual. And I might add, there were at least five presidents running or incumbent presidents who had lower numbers than I have now. Think about where we are economically relative to the rest of the world. Name me a world leader who wouldn't want to trade places with our economy. We've created over 800,000 manufacturing jobs, 1.5 million jobs. I mean, so things are moving. We got more to go. Working class people still have need help. Corporate greed is still at large. Their prices, the corporate profits have doubled since the pandemic. They're coming down. And so I'm optimistic about where things are going.
I wanted to ask you about your, you mixed up Presidents Zelensky and Putin earlier today. And you now have sort of your key allies, including the British Prime Minister, the President of France, and the German Chancellor having to step in and make excuses for you on that. And officials here are saying off the record that your decline has become noticeable. Hasn't this now, frankly, become damaging for America's standing in the world? Thank you.
Did you see any damage to our standing in my leading this conference? Have you seen a more successful conference? What do you think? And the Putin piece, I was talking about Putin, and I said, and now, at the very end, I said, here, I mean, Putin, I said, no, I'm sorry, Zelensky.
Yeah, no, we heard you. Yeah, no, we know. We were there.
Look, guys. Look. The idea, anybody suggests that.
All right, folks, we'll be right back with more of this embarrassment.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burton effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. I haven't had a gold sponsor in 10 or 11 years. Not that gold and silver isn't a great thing to get, but because the industry is so corrupt and horrible. Anything good is going to have bad people. Like, America's been great and amazing, so evil people came here to take it over. It's the same paradox. Bad times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times. It's a paradox of success creates decadence. So I had a good gold company. It's been my sponsor going back 28 years ago. They shut down because all the regulations and control, because they weren't making enough money, charging a fair rate. Haven't been a gold sponsor in 11 years. So then I'm looking around. I already want this guy on as a guest. He already has the biggest silver operation in the country, one of the biggest gold, 25 years in business, Kirk Elliott. he always comes on, barely doesn't even plug his products. And so I go, hey, I need a sponsor. I want you on as a guest. He says, hey, I've been trying to contact you. You want to be a sponsor? So he's been on with us for 8 months. He's given you great advice. And silver's gone up and gold's gone up massively since he came on. All his predictions have basically beyond come true. It's been worse than what he said. He's been very conservative. So it's like overly came true. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
This is a no-brainer. Everybody needs to get into silver and gold. The problem is there's so many sharks and so many scammers playing on the public's ignorance. You guys have the highest rating. I'm endorsing you. Your consultants, you pay 8% for your consultancy and then nothing back to sell. That's incredibly valuable. That's where they get you. Everybody should call the number. They should email you, say, Alex Jones sent you because you're a great sponsor. We get the support of the InfoWar, and they should do it. Everyone needs silver and gold, whether it's 10 silver bars or 100 silver bars or one gold bar or 50 gold bars. People need to get into this because this is what the elites are doing. It's so simple. KEPM.com/gold. Kirk Elliott, PreciousMetals.com/gold. Go to that link. It gives the show support. Get the best deals. Call 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And to me, I only promote something that is an absolute no-brainer.
Lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/go.
One of the things I learned that shocked me was that the government was putting fluoride in our water. Not to mention all the other chemicals in food and water that cause health problems and thyroid issues. And I figured, what is the solution? Nascent iodine kept coming up in research. We decided here at InfoWars to bring you the purest form of nascent iodine. Survival Shield X3 can help support your thyroid and help with a healthy metabolism. Survival Shield X3, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
Band.video. I was going to play more videos from Joe Biden's big boy press conference yesterday. But I think I want to go to this article instead. This was just posted by Amuse on X. It's called Assured Failure. Ex-White House lawyer provides new details of final days of Trump's 2020 election gambit. I've only read the first half of this article because it just got posted, but we're going to go through it. I guess this article is from a little while ago. Yeah, it's from last year, I guess. But I don't remember covering this, and I think it's important to understand how the steal happened in 2020 so we can avoid it happening in 2024. Before I get into this, I do want to give out the phone number. You can dial in. We'll be taking your calls throughout the second hour and probably into the third as well. We'll be joined by waifu watchers. Talk about how the moneyed interests are taking over media outlets and entire forms of media the world over. So give us a call. The number to dial, 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. Okay, so this is not from last year. This article is from a few months ago. It's from March of this year. But we never covered this, and it's got some really interesting information in it. Assured Failure. Ex-White House lawyer provides new details of final days of Trump's 2020 election gambit. Pat Philbin is who this is about. Gave his first public testimony about the chaotic final days of the Trump presidency. He was the White House counsel. It says he was nervous. It was just a few days until January 6, 2021, when Congress was slated to certify Joe Biden's victory in the 2020 election. Don't you love how they can't even get two sentences into the article without being quietly deceptive, without just being a little bit dishonest? See, the point of January 6th, and I keep asking this question, and it's like people have never thought about it. Why were they meeting on January 6th? If Congress was coming together on January 6th just to certify the election, then they didn't need to do that. If it was a inevitable outcome, then why go through the procedure? No, the point of them coming together was to determine whether or not to certify the election. It's not a foregone thing. And with all the claims and evidence and verifiable testimony about voter fraud, they should have been slated to delay certification for 10 days so an investigation could be launched. That was the option. That was what everybody wanted. That's why everybody went to Washington, D.C. on January 6th. Because while the media was telling everyone that nobody believed the election was stolen, and this is just a fringe minority of radical extremists that are spreading lies led by Trump in an effort to, you know, sway the politicians into thinking that it would be electoral, it would be an electoral disadvantage to go along with these crazy people that are, they're very small in number. And instead, a million people showed up in D.C. to drive home the fact that, no, there are literally tens of millions of Americans that think this election was stolen, and that as our representatives, it's up to you to do an investigation of this. That was the point of going to January 6th. So again, Congress was not slated to certify Joe Biden's victory. They were going to the Capitol on January 6th to either certify the victory or launch an investigation into claims of voter fraud. So again, they cannot be honest for even two sentences in this article. But we'll continue. It was just a few days until January 6, 2021, when Congress was, quote, slated to certify Joe Biden's victory in the 2020 election, and Trump had suddenly resuscitated a plan to replace the leadership of the Justice Department with Jeffrey Clark, a little-known DOJ official who Trump expected to mount a sweeping nationwide effort to help him remain in power. And again, all you have to do is just, like, let's just pretend. Let's just play a game here. If you're like a liberal listening, if you're somebody that's listening that, you know, thinks January 6th was an insurrection and thinks that all the claims of voter fraud were fake, let's just pretend that they weren't. I know it's ridiculous, right? It's crazy to think that our glorious leadership here in America would do something dishonest ever, right? I know that's anathema to you, but let's just pretend it's possible. Let's pretend in this wild fantasy that we're indulging in that the U.S. government is not 100% honest all the time. Okay, let's pretend that's the case. Then how does this change everything that we've heard so far and everything that we're going to hear? When they phrase things like Jeffrey Clark, a little-known DOJ official who Trump, quote, expected to mount a sweeping nationwide effort to help him remain in power, what if instead of to help him remain in power, it was to investigate a stolen election? Like, what if that had happened? I know it didn't. I know it's totally crazy to think that an election could ever be stolen in America. It was the most secure election ever, actually. I know that. But just in a fantasy, does it change it a little bit? Does it change, you know, how you feel about this if instead of it being portrayed as a nation-sweeping-wide effort to stay in power, to retain power and steal the election, what if instead it was phrased as a nationwide effort to uncover voter fraud that was carried out in front of all of us and that we all saw with our own eyes? Doesn't that kind of change the whole attitude of this entire thing? So this guy Philbin, Pat Philbin, called Clark, a colleague from their days in private practice dating back to the 1990s, and tried to talk him out of it. I'm telling you, every line of this article, it just like illustrates what Trump was up against, right? So he is the head of the DOJ. He's the executive. He's telling his people, hey, there are voter frauds. There are credible claims of voter fraud. There are a lot of credible claims of voter fraud from people that aren't interested in the outcome, right? Like the delivery man from Pennsylvania, who was like totally nonpartisan. I don't think he voted for Trump. And he gave this long testimony under oath, on camera, under penalty of perjury, where he talked about the fact that he delivered a truck full of ballots from New York into Philadelphia, and it was removed from him without the chain of custody staying intact. He was tricked. He was told, like, just park your truck there and come back to it later. And then he came back later and the truck was gone. And he had no way to certify that these votes had been delivered to the right people, that they were accurately counted, nothing like that. They went completely out of the prescribed procedure. And he testified to that under oath, in court, on camera. Yeah, that type of stuff. You know, lots of evidence, just ridiculous, overwhelming amounts of evidence of some nefarious activity in various places around the country. Donald Trump instructs his DOJ to investigate these claims, and they just don't. They just didn't. And this was under Bill Barr at the time, and he admits it. He's done interviews where he's like, I put a kibosh on that whole thing. They were coming up with these claims of voter fraud, and I just said, we're not wasting our time with that. It's like literally the line from like a good comedy. It's like a line from a comedy skit, right? It's like, I don't believe that happened, so I'm not going to investigate it. I'm not going to look into that because it didn't happen. And it's like, well, you don't know that it didn't happen because you haven't investigated it. It doesn't make any sense. How are you going to declare something didn't happen and give that as the reason that you're not checking whether or not it happened? It just is stupid. And so Trump's getting frustrated. Time is ticking down. Months have gone by in which no action is taken. Every single case brought forward has been dismissed without ever looking at the evidence, without ever looking at the claims on the basis of merit or standing or other such nonsense. He's getting frustrated. He's like, all right, well, I'm going to put somebody in charge who will actually do what I say. I am the commander in chief, after all, but he can't get anybody to do what he says. So he's like, all right, I'm going to have Jeffrey Clark take over because he'll actually do what I say. He's actually taking these claims seriously. And the people in power are like going behind his back. Philbin's calling Clark going, don't do this. Don't help Trump. Don't do what your president says. Don't obey the chief executive. No, because we haven't looked into it, but we're pretty sure that no election fraud happened. Well, that would be kind of understandable. That's actually not why he said he called Clark. Actually, the reason he said he wanted Clark not to investigate voter fraud was because if it turned out to be true, then the left wing would burn down American cities.
All right, folks, BrainForce Ultra is back in stock. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Before I started working here at InfoWars, I didn't believe that supplements really worked. I thought these were just products that people consumed for peace of mind and that our body would flush them out. But one of the first products I ever took was BrainForce Plus, which is the capsule version of BrainForce Ultra. And this is actually more powerful than BrainForce Plus. But the first time I ever took BrainForce Plus, I noticed within 20 minutes that I had a change in my state of mind. And ever since then, I believed in our products and I believed in supplementation as an important part of health. So BrainForce Ultra is particularly special because it's a more potent and convenient form than BrainForce Plus. Now, it's not only going to help you with enhanced cognitive function, focus, but it also is going to help you with increased energy levels. We know that the formula includes yerba mate leaf and green tea leaves, both of which contain natural caffeine and polyphenols. These components provide a sustained energy boost without the crash. Ashwagandha root and ginkgo leaf are included for their adaptogenic and antioxidant properties. Not only will this product help enhance mental clarity and focus, enhance energy levels, but it will do so in a way that reduces stress so you don't feel the anxiety associated with too much caffeine, energy drinks, perhaps like an Adderall or a nicotine. These are all great reasons to buy BrainForce Ultra from InfoWarsStore.com. But perhaps the best reason to get this product, BrainForce Ultra, from InfoWarsStore.com is because by buying products from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep InfoWars on the air. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that there's a war on for your mind, that the globalists and transhumanists and the New World Order are trying to conglomerate all political power so they can subjugate humanity for the indefinite future. But we're not going to let that happen because we're going to do things like go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to get BrainForce Ultra Ultra. We're going to fight and win the war that is on for our minds, all while keeping InfoWars on the air. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com right now, get BrainForce Ultra, and be the reason we are still on the air.
I'm